And so I invite you now to close your eyes if you've not already done so. Become comfortable in your seats and relax your body and your mind. Take a deep cleansing breath, breathing into that inner place where there is that inner knowing that you are one with the One. Take another deep breath, and as you exhale, release any tensions, worries, or thoughts of lack. Just let them go. They are not the reality of you. And as you continue to follow the breath, know that your sole purpose right here, right now, is to experience the presence of the divine. Jesus told the woman at the well, "The hour is coming and is now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks such as these to worship Him." God is spirit, and those who worship must worship in spirit and in truth. God is spirit, the creative energy that is the cause of all things. God is perfect love and infinite power. God is good, the good in all, over all, and through all. God is peace, life, wisdom, and intelligence. In this now moment, now is the time to awaken to the spirit within and feel God's pure, unconditional love and peace. Allow yourself to be transformed by the renewing of the truth of your being. You are an individualized expression of God, and you are whole. You are at this moment and always guided by divine wisdom, healed by divine love, and blessed by divine joy. The answer to any earthly challenge is present here and now, just as God is present here and now. There is no place you can ever be that God is not. Open your hearts and accept this great gift. Accept it. There is nowhere to go, nothing to strive for, no one to please or worry about. There is no absence of light, love, and peace. There is only the divine presence. You were created in original goodness to reveal the majesty and magnify the light of spirit. Your very essence is of God and is God in expression. If any person or any situation has given you a message that you are less than, they were wrong. Release that thought now. Come out of the shadows of the opinions of others. Our way-shore Jesus Christ told us again and again that the kingdom of heaven is within. And just as Jesus saw the Christ in women in a time when society did not, see the Christ in yourself. Claim your divine identity. Do this for a few moments now in the silence. Be still and know that I am God. And so now, our hearts are full of gratitude and thanksgiving at this moment and every moment that we are always immersed in the Holy Spirit of life, love, and wisdom. No matter what the world tells us, we behold the Christ in ourselves and we behold the Christ in all others. We are one and we are grateful. In the name of the eternal Christ, we say thank you. And so it is, and so joyfully we allow it to be as we sing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory,